following report.
I prepare my kids. Pushing it to 15th of September, it's an advantage to me.
They believe it's going to give them more time to prepare the kids.
It's a good move because things are very hard. I think postponing the reopening to 15th of September will help us put resources together.
An opportunity for I as a parent to be sure by the time they go to school, they are well prepared to meet the challenges, especially with their attire, with their didactic material, their school fees, and everything that they will need to make it through in school. So he has mixed feelings.
Others do not see this as a good decision because the kids have stayed at home for more than 3 months.
These children, some of them have been in the house since May. So they have been in the house basically for 4 months, and we are going to the 3rd week of September to begin school. It's really a problem. You know, when I say children being in the house idling for 4 months and they are going to start again another 2 weeks on top, it's really a problem.
When a child stays long at home, the child is distracted. There are so many activities the child engaged into, which at the end of the day, the child will be limited as far as academics are concerned. So I think this shift or extension is not a good move.
Whatever be the situation, parents in Yaoundé and other towns of the central region are expected to get their kids ready for school resumption so they do not get distracted to extremes. Lekiate Getrod Asongazi, Regional News Center.
We stay in education. This time around, we take you to the West region, where investing in children's education for a brighter future often requires significant sacrifices from parents. As the back-to-school season approaches, many parents find themselves skipping meals or working extra shifts in order to save some money that will ensure their children receive a quality education. Journalism student on internship Precious Salilu spoke to some parents downtown Bafo and compiled the following report.
With the long break gradually coming to an end, the unusual back-to-school fever is already being felt across the country. Parents are gearing up for the resumption of classes with renewed hopes for a successful academic year.
Due to the economic crisis, things are tough, prices have increased, there is no business. That is the only thing a parent can give to his or her own child.
Given the persistent price hikes in the market, parents say they are finding it hard to purchase the necessary items for their children. However, they are determined to ensure kids have the essential.
Sometimes I go to the farm. I work my farm. I sell my beans. I sell corn, cassava to support them in school. And my husband also selling for his own side.
School resumption also brings a wave of anticipation among children. While some are excited to return to the classroom, others may have to put their education on hold due to financial challenges.
I was planning to continue, but due to financial reasons, I'll be continuing next year. When I gather enough money, I can now go to the university. I want to do engineering. That has been my dream.
Despite these obstacles, parents' dedication and unwavering support will help ensure a successful and fulfilling academic year for their children. Precious Sielenu, student journalist on internship for the regional news in Bafoussam.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the far north region. And as you heard in one of our lead stories, the special support youth programs and initiatives put in place by the government through the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education have helped to reduce the problem of youth unemployment in the far north region, as many of the beneficiaries are distinguishing themselves from driving digital innovation to championing social causes. As they join their peers around the globe to celebrate the International Youth Day today, our far north regional correspondent Sylvester Temken revisits some of these programs put at their disposal. His report.
Youths constitute about 60% of the active population of the far north region and are engaged in different activities, though with limited resources for the full exploitation of their entrepreneurial skills. Hence, the support initiatives for the socio-economic resilience of youths in the far north region through the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education is a timely response to the problem of youth unemployment and poverty. According to the head of one of the agencies, Umaru Antoine, this has tremendously scaled down unemployment, as many youths are now in various profitable domains.
à travers le plan.
A good number of youth in the Far North region have benefited from the special triennial program, with thousands of projects funded in the domains of agriculture, arts and craft, livestock, ICT, among others. Since 2017 till this August 2024, over 1,600 projects have been financed in the six divisions of the region.
These and other initiatives have been saluted by the youths.
I received a generator, desktop computer, and a photocopying machine. This has really helped me and my family. I can now pay fees for my junior ones and also put food on the table for all.
Meanwhile, the multi-purpose youth empowerment centers put in place by the same ministry in the Far North region are yielding concrete fruits through training in domains like entrepreneurship, agriculture, digital economy, innovation technology, and industrial arts and craft. A good number of trainees have either set up their own ventures or are employed in different services.
I was training in the same PG. After that, they give us the materials to work.
They train us on how to fabricate soap, milk, juice, and many other things.
Those in possession of the biometric youth cards testify of a wide range of social, economic, and financial benefits.
I received my biometric card in 2022. I have benefited through numerous trainings, internships, and of recent, I was able to finalize my driving license category B thanks to this card. My journeys and stay in some towns have been successful thanks to this initiative.
The youth-oriented initiatives in the Far North region does not only empower the target population economically, but also contribute in combating violent extremism and juvenile delinquency, and also fits squarely into this year's theme of the International Youth Day, From Cliques to Progress, Youth Digital Pathways for Sustainable Development. Marwa Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
From the Far North region to the land of the rotten chimpanzee, family fish farming is fast gaining grounds in the town of Ebulova, giving its numerous benefits. This activity, which enables many households to have a steady source of protein, is equally being carried out on large scale and serves as a source of livelihood to many. Journalism student on internship Tatiana Yondo completes that story.
For the past 4 years, the family in the Mekalat neighborhood has been engaged in fish farming. This form of aquaculture has greatly contributed to the well-being and resilience of this family. Having several fish ponds, they have developed different rearing methods, as Malice Kwanga explains.
Nous élevons le poisson d'eau douce.
We raise catfish, we feed them with skirting, and we use different types of feed, 1, 2, and 3, according to the age and the weight of the fish. After that, we use skirting 6 to harvest the fish when they have reached maturity. The maintenance of the ponds and the rearing of the fish is a shared responsibility in her family, and it is highly profitable. We engage in catfish farming primarily for our own consumption, as we enjoy eating fresh fish. It also helps us to diversify our activities. Additionally, it helps us for wedding and resolve family needs. From the ponds beside the family compound, the fish is wholesaled and retailed in restaurants and markets across Ebulova. We sell the fish from Thursday to Friday in Ebulova Sido at Gare Routière, and we sell the kilogram for 2,500. This practice has allowed the Kwanga family to have access to a healthy food source, ensure effective business management for a better upcoming school year for the children. Tatiana Yondu for the Regional News, Ebulova.
And we culminate the regional news this day in the Southwest region, where women and girls in the Southwest region have been warned on the dangers of wearing artificial eyelashes or fake lashes. This is because the process to install the eyelash is seemingly complicated, as the product could penetrate one's eyes and cause damage. Some ophthalmologists affirm it could even lead to blindness. Kange Leon Cesar went finding out and put together the following report for the regional news.
My eyes were red and they were itchy.
For most women in the Southwest region, wearing the artificial eyelash is primarily a matter of aesthetics, highlighting that The product forms an integral part of the makeup process.
Put it on when I do my makeup, because for a lady, if you're doing your makeup and you don't have lashes on, your makeup is practically incomplete.
Some other women have quickly distanced themselves from the act owing to discomfort.
When I wear lashes, I feel very uncomfortable to the extent that I cannot even last for up to 2 hours.
This process of installation is often dangerous and characterized by many as an A-ranked risk. Beauticians even confess that no particular safety measures are being employed, but rather a dependence on total collaboration with clients.
We just try to open the customer's eyes very wide, and then you prevent the eyelashes gum from entering the person's eye, and then also tell the customer not to blink.
At the Eye Unit Center of the Buya Regional Hospital, ophthalmologists say many women suffer consequences from regular use of artificial lashes. Caroline Nono is a specialist.
Some came with red eyes, inflammation, keratitis. The danger of putting eyelashes is that you can lose all your eyelids, and the eyelids is there to protect the eyes. It can lead even to blindness because they will start have ametropia problems.
Women have therefore been called upon by experts to chase beauty cautiously, with emphasis that after effects are numerous and sometimes life-threatening. Kange, Leon Caesar reporting for the Regional News in Buya.
And that's how we saw it on the Regional News this day, with contributions from 6 out of the 10 stations. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. As youth in the Far North region join in the celebration of the International Youth Day today, August 12, they are grateful to the government and its partners for the special support youth programs put at their disposal. This at a time when a good number of university students in the Northwest region are gaining practical skills through internship and voluntary services. In the meantime, family fish farming is now the order of the day in the South region, given its numerous benefits. The Regional News was produced by student journalists on internship, Victory Wonje Yuji, while for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Launch on date continues with Louisa Akwanka.